We'll start this hour in Gaza, where officials say Israeli troops have killed more than 50 Palestinian protesters in one of the deadliest days of violence there in years. Some sound there from Gaza. The clashes happened as the U.S. opened its new embassy in Jerusalem, a controversial move that endorses Israel's view of the city as its capital. NPR's Daniel Estrin joins us from Gaza. We've got a bit of a delay on the line, but Daniel, describe what happened there today.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed to the border. Where I was, I remained back from the border, but many others went closer to the border fence. And instead of staying in designated protest spots, as Palestinians have in recent weeks, they fanned out along the border. When I was there, I saw black smoke billowing in the sky from tires Palestinians burned to try to obscure snipers' view. On top of that black smoke, I saw tall arches of white tear gas Israeli soldiers shot. I saw kites with flaming tails, smoke on the Israeli side of the fence, maybe from a kite that fell in a field. And Palestinian officials say this is the deadliest day of violence in 6 weeks of protests at the border. Several teenagers were killed, they say, including a 15-year-old girl, the first girl to be killed in these protests. It's been a very, very bloody day.
Is it ongoing right now as we speak?
Protests are it's getting dark now, so protests are winding up. I'm not there at the moment, but the hospital is actually extremely crowded now with people, with families and with wounded. NPR's producer is there now and asked one of the doctors, what's that smell in the courtyard? The doctor said, that's the smell of blood from the wounded. There are awnings set up in the courtyard for triage. And the director of the hospital said that they've run out of a lot of essential drugs and medicine and supplies.
And just briefly, what's the Israeli military saying about what happened?
The Israeli military says it actually carried out several airstrikes on Hamas militant sites in Gaza in response to what it says was unprecedented violence on the border during these 6 weeks of protests. Several attempts by armed men to plant explosive devices at the border fence, the army says. It says hundreds tried to cross the border fence, but as of now did not succeed. And it says Israel as a sovereign nation cannot accept this on its border. And it's using live fire to prevent anyone from scaling the fence or tampering with it. And it's blaming Hamas for all of this.
It's NPR's Daniel Estrin in Gaza.